it's an independent art scene, I suppose. Independent of the fact that we're not affiliated to anyone, we're totally unfunded. In one form or another, it's been going for about 15 years, but in Colchester, in this present form, probably it's been going for the past 3 years. We have a warehouse next door with about 7,500 square feet. Just taking this place on as an extra workshop for all the Olympic work that we've got this year. Doesn't involve running or anything, it involves building folly. Next door, we've got two filmmakers, one very shy one, who's very talented, international award-winning filmmaker. You'll never see him during the hours of daylight, doesn't like people. We've got two full recording studios next door. One of them is doing really exciting work with ambisonic sound, which is literally, it's the next stage of surround sound. It's a 3D sound environment that he's actually one of the, once more, terrible little warehouse down at Hythe, and he's one of the leaders in the country that's actually writing all the code for this, but once more, a little oddball that tucks himself away doesn't do anything. You won't see him today because there's strangers around. Very shy lot. We've got, we'd say, traditional artists as well, working in acrylics and oils. What else have we? Oh, main part, well, a big chunk of our work is on the festival scene, sort of nationally and internationally. We've got street performers who have been working for 20 years, and they've actually, great thing about this is they've actually funded themselves through their art for 20 years. There is no backing, and through the ups and downs that we've had, Arts Council, lottery funding coming and going, to actually be a working artist and you can fund yourself for two decades is something quite special. The whole concept of the place was really made for people that didn't quite fit into the traditional art scene around this area. Yeah, it's a great art scene. Obviously, the First Sight Minories, the new First Sight building, whatever it's called today. It's probably called something else 2 weeks ago. And also, you know, we have this lovely whole Roehedge, Wivenhoe art scene, but there seems to be an awful lot of people there with a lot to give that didn't really fit in anywhere. I think perhaps that actually relates to most artists finding somewhere to actually fit in. So that's how it come about. Both warehouses have just been built out of whatever, and it's taken 3 years. There's been this. I've built studios next door made out of 4 meter lengths of windowsill, recycled plasterboard, ends of cabling. It's whatever there was to hand. It was just a big open space, and gradually, floor by floor, it's been built up. And the last floor, which you see when we go next door, is Shed World, sort of a homage to J-Wick, really. So every studio is built out of bits of shed. So that's it. This year's been a really exciting year for us, just because the level of work that we've been involved in. We've really we're doing a lot of work. Each year we do a Culture Free Festival, and we've had this conversation. We're very honoured to do the arts section of the Culture Free Festival. I make no bones about it to Mark. I find it a bit strange sometimes that we live in this vibrant, creative town, and yet it's down to the weirdos at the Hythe who create the arts content for the festival. So this year I really want more artists to come involved. They've got ideas for installations. I'm getting old and close to death now, so I need someone else to sort of take it up and take it on. It's been really great. We do a lot of work. I mean, we do Fuji Rock Festival in Japan, we do Dance Valley, we do Aurillac in France, which is, I think, I have quite a twisted mind when it comes to making installations, but the French, just magnificent. You know, you enjoy their work, you try to comprehend it, and then give up and just enjoy it again. I suppose a lot of the influence has come from Royal Deluxe and La Machine in Nantes, which is, I always thought, Colchester needs something that it needs, a vibrant grassroots level of arts production that perhaps the public can actually come and integrate themselves with without annoying the actual artists. So they can come in an environment where there's working artists and actually feel part of it. And it's all about this exclusion, which I know is a big topic at the moment, how to include people into the art scene when they see it as something separate. And it's finding